One of our goals is to help you discover for yourself what conviction you have, where your burning desire lies. Here are some objectives that you'll want to achieve. Selecting proper goals. Ways to relate to other people in order for you to meet your social needs. The ability to avoid getting into losing situations. You'll learn to see which psychological games you play and what types of games others play on you. Here's a Sandler trainer with more.
As you have listened to the meaning, types, and uses of motivation, you may have become aware that what you are aiming for is the development of a higher degree of maturity. The more mature you become, the more adept you will be in setting and reaching your goals, and the more adept you will be at filling your needs. Only then can you gain a proper sense of your relationship with family, friends, society, and the world. By so doing, you will take on an air of positive expectancy in all that you do. Positive expectancy is the product of self-awareness and all that self-awareness implies: self-confidence, self-acceptance, self-respect, and self-reliance. Positive expectancy causes you to think and act like a winner and thus become one. There is no positive expectancy in the individual who lacks self-awareness. There is only confusion. Conversely, if you know what your needs are, you can better control your own destiny. You can then select the goals that meet your needs. You no longer have to strive for things that others think you should have, like keeping up with the Joneses. You will come to know your needs, your weaknesses, and your strengths. You can accept yourself as you are. You will know what you have to work with in order to achieve your goals. You can be captain of your own ship. You can chart your own course. You will no longer have to be all things to all people. When you know what your needs and wants are, you can then set your goals to fill those needs and wants. Knowing what your needs and wants are, however, is only the beginning. You must then organize those needs and wants into a priority of values. The reason for establishing a priority of values is that you may have conflicting wants. You may, for instance, have a strong need for deep communication and understanding from your wife or husband. Almost everyone does. But love is only nurtured through association. In order to develop deep communication, understanding, and love, you must spend enough time with your spouse, and the time must be quality time. Let's suppose, however, that you want the income, prestige, and power associated with being a professional salesperson, which requires long hours, weekend work, and frequent trips away from home. To the extent that this career choice infringes upon the time needed to develop your marital relationship, that relationship may suffer. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't have a loving spouse and at the same time be a successful salesperson. What it does mean is that quite often, sales opportunities will arise that you could accept if you're willing to devote the required time and energy for their success. But if your priority of values requires even a portion of that time and energy for another effort higher on your scale of values, it may not be an opportunity for you. If you have not established a priority of values, you may try to achieve both objectives, and you will find yourself in constant conflict and inner turmoil. A priority of values will help you integrate your goals with your needs and wants. When you reach those personal goals, the automatic payoff is the fulfillment of your own needs and wants.
When you achieve your own personal needs and wants, you're happier. You're more productive, you're more fun to be around, and life in general is much more enjoyable. So where do you start? Well, you've already started. Not only to improve your level of sales, but also to help you reach your own personal goals, which, when achieved, will also meet your company's goals.